All stations, this is KE0FOE Caleb in Branson, Missouri. I'll be acting as net control for the Skywarn Ethernet. Before we begin, are there any stations on frequency with time value or emergency traffic? Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard there. The purpose of the Skywarn Ethernet is to provide a forum to encourage young amateur radio operators and their families to key up and get out on the air and to create an educational awareness among all operators about Skywarn and basic weather facts. All hams of all ages are encouraged to check in and support this net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Ethernet meets on the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, all Starlink nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister, or the DMR Brandmeister and TGIF Talk Groups 31686, the YSF Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0130 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Ethernet, including a list of participating repeaters and Echolink and other VoIP nodes, is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Ethernet first takes check-ins from any and all hams who are short of time and who would like to check in without traffic. After a short time, we call for any VoIP stations and then for stations in specific locations. If we don't call your location or you miss your location, we do a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, join Skywarn Youth Ham Radio Operators for the second year in a row as we operate Special Event Station N0A, November 0 Alpha, March 15th through March 29th in an effort to encourage hams throughout the U.S. and around the world to learn about severe weather awareness. We plan to operate single sideband and FT8 on almost all HF bands. We will be on the air at various times of the day and night as time permits. If you don't have access to HF radio, then be sure to check into at least one of our nets during this special event station's operational period. Those nets will take place on March 15th, March 22nd, and March 29th. All check-ins to those nets, three nets, will be added to our N0A special event log. We look forward to contacting you and many more hams, so please spread the word and be sure to give us some contacts and say hello. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, before we open the Skywarn Ethernet to check-ins, I would like to invite all stations as you check-in to share any current or recent weather conditions and observations for your area. I'll go first. Here in Branson, Missouri, it is currently 50 degrees with clear skies, and I had a high today of 65 and a low this morning of 47. Pretty warm for the winter time around here, and we also received about 1.7 inches of precipitation this week. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. Before we go into check-ins, I have a trivia question for tonight, and a thank you to Richard KK7TIL for suggesting this weather trivia question. So, here is the question. What is the term used when prevailing winds reverse direction and bring heavy rains to normally dry areas? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. All right, we are now opening the net to any and all short-time check-ins not using the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Ethernet.
KN6WOW, Kilo, November 6, Whiskey Oscar Whiskey. This is John in Porter Ranch, California, where we presently have a temperature of 57 degrees, 59% humidity, we are expecting 2 days of rain, and a light breeze at 6 miles per hour. No reply on the trivia question, back to net.
KE0FOE, let me see if I have it. This is Whiskey Zero United Hotel.
QTH Amity, Missouri. Handle here is Jerry. Temperature is 52 degrees. Clear skies right now. And winds are about 2 miles an hour here in Amity, Missouri.
N6ZAR, November 6, Zulu Alpha Romeo, Scott in Eastvale, California. Temperature is 60 degrees, and we have just been issued a wind advisory for tomorrow, and it looks like we have 4 days of rain coming up.
November 6, Kilo, November Echo. Ken here, N6KNE. Chinalta, Columbia, currently 78 degrees. Thank you for taking my check-in. In and out, no further traffic. N6KNE.
Kilo 4, Hotel Delta, K4HD, Kevin Canyon Country, currently under cloudy conditions and about 62 degrees. And the answer, my answer, I think it's a cyclone. K4HD, back to net.
KD3, HAN, Kilo Delta 3, Alpha Juliet, November, Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania. Temperature's 36 degrees, partly cloudy. And Caleb, can you check in Ray, N3DQD, November 3, Delta, Quebec, Delta?
Okay, let me stop right there. I got a nice handful of check-ins. Thank you all so much. I acknowledge KN6WOW, John in Porter Ranch, California, with 57 degrees, 59% humidity, wind and rain expected soon. Yeah, you folks batten down the hatches and stay safe. I heard that, yeah, there is a big storm coming your way, so stay safe, but hopefully the rain will actually be good. I also acknowledged W0UH Jerry in Amity, Missouri, with 52 degrees and clear. N6ZAR Scott in Eastvale, California, with 60 degrees, wind and rain expected soon as well. N6KNE Ken in Columbia with 78 degrees, in and out. Thank you, Ken. K4HD, Kevin in Canyon Country, California, with 62 degrees, cloudy, and a guess of cyclone for the trivia. KD3AJN, Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania, with 36 degrees and partly cloudy, with a proxy for N3DQD Ray, also in Beaver, Pennsylvania. So thank you all so very much for checking in with me to the Skywarn YouthNet. I appreciate you all. And I'll be clear with you now and do one more call for any other short-time check-ins wishing to check into the Skywarn YouthNet. Before we move on, please call now.
Since KA5 Hotel UI, Kilo Alpha 5 Oscar Whiskey India Dave in Owosso, Oklahoma.
Okay, I picked up one station there, KA5OWI, Dave in Owosso, Oklahoma. Thank you very much for the check-in there. Are there any other short-time stations wishing to check into the Skywarn YouthNet not using the PRA system? Please call now.
K7GND, Kilo 7, Golf, November Delta, Larry in Florence, Oregon, currently 49 degrees and cloudy. Thank you, Caleb. No further traffic.
Okay, we acknowledge K7GND, Larry in Florence, Oregon, with 49 degrees and cloudy. Thanks so much, Larry, for checking in with us. As always, we really appreciate you. And I'll be clear with you and do one more call. For any other short-time stations not using the PRA system wishing to check into the Skywarn YouthNet tonight, please call now. This is KE0FOE.
KM7DXX, Jordan, Klamath Falls, Oregon, currently 45 degrees.
Okay, I copied one more station, K KM7DXX, Jordan in Klamath Falls, Oregon, with 45 degrees. Thank you so much for the check in there, Jordan. I appreciate you. And also just a reminder to any new folks here that this is the Skywarn YouthNet, and we are here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time or 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And for more information about our net and all the ways you can get into it and any events that are coming up, please check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. All right, one more call now. For any other short-time stations not using the PRA system. Oh, and real quick, let me recap the trivia question for anybody who did not hear it. So here is the question. What is the term used when prevailing winds reverse direction and bring heavy rains to normally dry areas? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. So one more time, any other short-time stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo Mike 7, Delta X-ray Lima, Sam in Dexter, Oregon. It's overcast and 43 degrees.
All right, I acknowledge one more station, KM7DXL. It's funny, I thought it was the same person. Sam in Dexter, Oregon, I believe it was, with 43 degrees and overcast. Thank you so much for the check in there. So one more call. Any other short-time stations not using the PRA system for the Skywarn YouthNet, please call now. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest via the Peak Radio Association linked repeaters. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the term used when prevailing winds reverse direction and bring heavy rains to normally dry areas? This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
KJ7, Zulu November Hotel, Ed in Wickiup Junction, Oregon, 45 degrees and clear, no further traffic, and no question.
Tomorrow above 2,000 feet. Winter weather advisory below 2,000 feet as of 10 p.m. tomorrow, and that will last through Thursday morning.
KF0DM, 56 degrees, Baxter Springs, and answers a monsoon. KF0DM.
Okay, yeah.
Victor India Bravo, Yamhill County, Oregon, lower 40 degrees and cloudy. 1,200 feet. Visibility is probably half a mile. Back to net.
All right, yeah, let me stop right there. I had a triple at the beginning, and then that last station, I couldn't copy your whole transmission. So, I believe I pulled out two stations out of the triple. I heard KF0DM, Russ, in Baxter Springs, Kansas. Thanks for coming back. But I copied your 56 degrees and a guess of monsoon after the triple, so I copied all that. And then I believe I got KJ7 Zulu November Hotel, Ed in Wickiup Junction, Oregon, with 45 degrees and clear. And then the last station who just came in, all I copied was India Bravo with 40 degrees and clear. Can you give me your whole call sign again and your name and location, please?
Kilo Foxtrot 7, Victor India Bravo, Dom, Delta Oscar Mike, Yamhill County, Oregon.
Okay, thank you, Dom. I copied KF7VIB in Oregon. Thank you so much for coming back to me. I appreciate it. So let me do another call. If there were any corrections needed or if there was someone else in the triple, please call now. But otherwise, one more call for anybody else in Oregon or the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 7, Papa Mike November, Paul in Medford, 48 and cloudy, and we will be under winter storm warning above 2,000 feet as of 10 p.m. tomorrow.
This is Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Tango Oscar, Mark in Grand Ron, currently 48 as well, and cloudy, raining earlier, currently dry.
I have no answer for the question, sadly.
All right, let me stop there. I need to double check. I got those stations. It was a little quick for me. I think I got Kilo Echo 7, Papa Mike November, Paul in Medford, Oregon, with 48 degrees, cloudy, and a winter weather advisory soon. And then I think I got KM7BTO, Mark in Grand Ronde, Oregon, with 48 degrees. Did I mess anything up there?
Nope, but it is also cloudy and dry now. It was rainy earlier, and I do believe we're also under the same warning.
All right, thank you, Mark. I copied your cloudy and now dry after some rain. So thank you, both of you, for your check-ins. I appreciate it. So, yeah, let me do one more call for any other check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system wishing to check into the Skywarn EthNet. Please give me your call signs normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and location, and anything else you have for the net. Please call now. This is KE0FOE.
KK7TIL, Kilo, Kilo 7, Tango, India, Lima, Richard in Winston, Oregon, 46 degrees, 97% humidity, cloudy skies, and cold winds.
KK7ZHV, Kilo, Kilo 7, Zulu, Hotel Victor, John in Grants Pass, Oregon. We've got 50 degrees currently, expecting some rain. And cloudy. And my guess for the trivia question would also be monsoon.
All right, I acknowledge two more stations there. KK7TIL Richard in Winston, Oregon, with 46 degrees, cloudy, and calm. And Richard, thank you again for submitting those weather trivia questions. I really appreciate it. And I also acknowledge KK7ZHV, John, in Grants Pass, Oregon, with 50 degrees cloudy, rain expected, and a guess of monsoon for the trivia. Thank you so much for that. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Are there any other check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
KG7MHP, Kilo Golf 7, Mike Hotel Papa, Florence, Oregon, 50 degrees, cloudy, small craft warning in effect.
KE7DDN, Kilo Echo 7, Delta, Delta, November. Name is Randy in Crow, Oregon, 42 degrees and raining.
Okay, I copy two more stations there. KG7MHP, Jonathan in Florence, Oregon, with 50 degrees and cloudy, and KE7DDN, Randy in Crow, Oregon, with 42 degrees and rain. Thank you both very much for the check-ins. I'll be clear with you now and do one more call. Are there any other stations throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system for the Skywarn EthNet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Kilo 7, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, Michael in Salem, 47 degrees.
Okay, I copied one more. K7MJB, Michael in Salem, Oregon, with 47 degrees. Thank you very much. I'll be clear with you. One more call now before we move on. Any other stations in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system before we move on? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn EthNet. Okay, nothing else heard there. We are now opening the net to any and all hams to check in via any of our VOIP networks. This includes the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All-Star Link nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 31686, the Yaesu System Fusion Reflector 31686, and any other participating VOIP nodes. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the term used when prevailing winds reverse direction and bring heavy rains to normally dry areas? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn EthNet.
WB6 WNI, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey November India, Kerry in San Jose. It is 57 degrees and light rain. My guess is monsoon. Back to net control.
Okay, let me stop there. First, I acknowledge WB6WNI, Gary, in San Jose, California, with 57 degrees, light rain, and a guess of monsoon. Thank you, Gary, so much for your check-in and for participating in the trivia. I appreciate it. And then the last station there, I could barely copy. The audio was very low, and you were dropping out. I think I copied 4 Hotel India in Huntsville, Alabama, with 53 degrees, but that was all I could copy. Could you try again and repeat your check-in?
Roger. This is Kilo Zulu 4 Hotel India, North Alabama.
Okay, very good. I copy Kilo Zulu 4 Hotel India in Huntsville with 53 degrees, I believe you said before. But thank you so much for the check-in, and good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and I'm just sort of interested in the fact that I'm talking to the West Coast.
Well, I'm not in the West Coast. I'm in Branson, Missouri, but we do have a West Coast repeater system linked into us through All-Star, and that's how your repeater is getting in through over to here, is through All-Star. But it's been a very successful deal. We've been doing it for quite a long time now, and thankfully it seems to work fairly well. But could I get your name for the log, please?
My name is David.
All right, very good there, David. Thank you for that. So, and one more thing. This is the Skywarn YouthNet, and we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about our net and everything regarding it, you can check in you can go to our website, which is skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. So I'll be clear with KZ4HI and do one more call for any other stations via any of our VOIP networks. Please call now. This is KU0FOE, net control.
Please check in KJ5 EKW, Kilo Julia 5, Echo Kilo Whiskey, Bixby, Oklahoma, 68 degrees.
All right, I copied one more station, KJ5EKW in Bixby, Oklahoma, with 68 degrees. Good evening. Can I get your name for the log here and anything else you have for the net?
Station 73.
Negative copy. All I heard was 73. Try again. Your audio is really low. It may not actually be making it into the repeater.
November Echo Yankee.
All right, then.
And I just wanted to say, stay safe, 73.
Okay, thank you. A bit of a better copy that time. I copy Kenny. And yeah, stay safe. Thank you very much, Kenny. And I'll be clear with KJ5EKW and do one last call for any other VOIP check-ins for the Skywarn YouthNet before we move on. Please call now. This is KU0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the N5XQK repeater at 147.09 MHz, serving the Rogers County, Oklahoma area. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KU0FOE, net control for the Skywarn YouthNet. One more call for anybody in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard over there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in the Huntsville, Alabama area on the following repeaters. 444.75, 443.8, 145.33, and 927.4 MHz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
N8OAY, November 8, Oscar Alpha Yankee, Dave, Huntsville, Alabama, 53 degrees and cloudy, 94% humidity, and we've had about a quarter inch of rain today. Nothing for the trivia tonight. N8OAY.
Okay, we acknowledge N8OAY, Dave, in Huntsville, Alabama, with 53 degrees, cloudy skies, 94% humidity, and 0.25 inches of rain recorded. So thank you very much, Dave, and yeah, you're still nice and solid through that link. So if it keeps linking up, we'll be sure to add it to the link list and the script here to call it in the future. So thank you so much, Dave. I'll be clear with you and do one more call. For any other stations in the Huntsville, Alabama area, please call now.
KN0LZE, Todd, Redstone Arsenal. KN0LZE, Redstone Arsenal.
Okay, I think I got that station, KN0LZE, Todd and Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. And I don't believe you had anything else, but welcome to the Skywarn YouthNet. Do you have anything for the net?
Nope, just checking in. No traffic, in and out.
Okay, well, very good there, Todd. Thank you for the check-in, and I believe I might have heard you before, so welcome back to the net, and hope to hear you again in the future. So I'll be clear with KN0LZE and do one more call. Anybody else in the Huntsville, Alabama area wishing to check into the Skywarn YouthNet before we move on, please call now. This is KU0FOE, Net Control. Okay, there. All right, nothing heard there. Moving on, I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the KE6PGN repeater at 447.82 MHz in Southern California. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is: what is the term used when prevailing winds reverse direction and bring heavy rains to normally dry areas? This is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
KO6GWR, Kilo Oscar 6 Golf Whiskey Romeo, Rod in Santa Clarita, California, 58 degrees, 5-mile-an-hour winds from the southwest, and the answer to the trivia question is monsoon. Something we get to enjoy out here in Southern California from time to time. Thank you.
All right, I copied one station there, KO6GWR, Rod, in Santa Clarita, California, with 58 degrees, a 5-mile-per-hour wind, and a guess of monsoon for the trivia. Thank you very much for that, Rod. And you guys enjoy that rainstorm you're predicted to have. Hopefully it will not be damaging, but fruitful. So thank you, Rod, once again. I'll be clear with KO6GWR and do one more call for anybody else in the Los Angeles, California area. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet. Okay, nothing else heard. I'll now take check-ins from any stations in the Branson, Missouri Tri-Lakes area on the following repeaters: 147.105, 443.55, and 224.1 MHz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
This is KJ6TQ, that is Kilo Juliet 6, Tango Quebec, George in Branson, Missouri. We have 48 degrees, clear skies. As you mentioned at the top of the net, Caleb, we've had 1.7 inches of rain during the past week, and actually most of it fell within about a 36-hour period this past weekend, and I have no more traffic. Great job on the net tonight, Caleb. KJ6TQ.
All right, very good. We acknowledge KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri, with 48 degrees, clear skies, and 1.7 inches of rain recorded this past week. Thank you, Dad, so much for checking in. I appreciate it. And I'll be clear with you and do one more call for any other stations in the Tri-Lakes, Branson, Missouri area wishing to check in. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing else heard. I'll now take check-ins system-wide from many licensed amateur radio operators who have third parties wishing to check into the Skywarn Youthnet. We invite any third parties who have questions, want to talk about weather, or just want to say hello. We ask that the licensed operator give their call sign, wait for their turn, and then proceed with their third-party traffic, along with proper identification of their station before and after the third-party transmissions. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Okay, no stations heard there. I'll now take final check-ins from any and all hams located anywhere, including rechecks. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the term used when prevailing winds reverse direction and bring heavy rains to normally dry areas? Any system-wide check-ins, including via Echolink, All-Star, DMR, and YSF, please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike, Whiskey 5 FM, over.
Whiskey Delta 0, Romeo Echo Whiskey, WD0RAW, during Springfield, Missouri, 44 degrees and 1.97 inches of rain this weekend, no traffic.
All right, I acknowledge two stations there, KC5FM, Lloyd, I believe in Cowley County, Kansas, and I believe you have an announcement for us. And I also acknowledge WD0REW, Drew in Springfield, Missouri, with 44 degrees and 1.97 inches of rain recorded over there. So thanks so much for checking in, Drew. I appreciate it. And I'll throw it to KC5FM, Lloyd. If you have anything for the net, please go ahead.
This is KC5FM. Turning your attention to Kansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Colorado today opened their Skywarn net for fire weather. They had a number of fires showing on the satellite, and the net ran for about 6 hours on their multi-mode digital voice system. I monitored for a while in Kansas, Sunflower Net monitors through the day, and there were no reported fires in Kansas, although we did see some fires on satellite. Tomorrow, we do it again. Colorado has already announced that they will have a net tomorrow, and we will be monitoring tomorrow. Tuesday looks to be the bad day, Tuesday. So if you have interest in Kansas, Oklahoma, they have already got fire weather warnings and watches posted. Just be aware of that. Tell your loved ones out here, keep their fire to themselves. Don't be out there setting fires. Answer to the trivia is monsoon. And back to you, KD0FOE. This is KC5FM. Over.
Okay, thank you very much, Lloyd, for the information on the fire weather net. And I copied your guess of monsoon for the trivia, so thank you for that. Also, I'll be clear with KC5FM and WD0REW and do one more call for final check-ins from anyone anywhere, including any rechecks, before we close the net. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn.
KC0QA. KC0QA.
All right, I think I copied one station there, KC0QA. I wasn't able to get a name or location or anything else, so please go ahead.
Springfield, Missouri. We just concluded a net on NetLogger, and I seen yours, and I thought, hey, I'll just go give him another one for the check.
Okay, very good there, Richard. I copy you in Springfield, Missouri. Just to let you know, your audio's pretty hot, a little bit of clipping. But yeah, this is the Skywarn Usenet, and we're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, and we run this net every Sunday except for certain holidays. But for more information about our net, you can check out our website, which is skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. And there you can find out all about our recent events and all the ways you can get into the system. But if you want to join us again in the future, we would certainly appreciate the support and let other people know about it. But other than that, I'll throw it back to you, KC0QA.
I just thought I'd give you one for the count. I got to remember, this radio's a little bit hot. Got to stay away from it just a little bit. Well, just thought I'd give you one for the count, and wish everybody a good rest of the week. KC0QA clear.
All right, very good there, Richard. Thank you, and yeah, you sounded a lot better that time, so hope to hear you again in the future. We'd appreciate it. So I'll be clear with KC0QA, and I'll do one more final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the Skywarn Usenet. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
KM7DVS, Vanita, Oregon, checking in.
This is Kilo Julia 7, Mike Charlie November, Joe in Springfield, Oregon, with a cloudy skies and temperature about 45 degrees. KJ7MCN.
All right, let me stop right there. I heard two stations. I heard KM7 V or DVS and Vanita, Oregon. I'll be right back. And then KJ7MCN Joe in Springfield, Oregon, with 45 degrees and cloudy. Thank you very much for that. KM7DVS, can I get your name for the log and anything else you have?
Yes, sorry, I missed the phonetics there. This is Kilo Mike 7 Delta Victor Sierra out of Vanita, Oregon. My name is Steve. And it is clear and cold here.
Okay, very good there, Steve. Thank you. And yeah, I copy Kilo Mike 7 Delta Victor Sierra in Vanita, Oregon, with the cold temperatures and clear. But thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is the Skywarn Usenet, and we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd appreciate it. So I'll be clear with those two stations now. And do one more final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. All right, let me do one more call for final check-ins and one more throw at the trivia for anybody who hasn't heard it and wants to give an answer. So here is the question one more time. What is the term used when prevailing winds reverse direction and bring heavy rains to dry areas? Please feel free to give a guess, and I will reveal the answer in just a moment. So, one more final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Usenet. Okay, nothing else heard there. So, let me go ahead and go over the question one last time and then reveal the answer. So, what is the term used when prevailing winds reverse direction and bring heavy rains to normally dry areas? And the answer is a monsoon. During the summer, land heats up faster than the ocean, causing air to rise, creating low pressure that draws in moisture. In the winter, the pattern reverses, leading to dry air moving from land to sea. Major monsoons occur in South Asia, Australia, West Africa, and the southwestern United States and northwestern Mexico. So again, a thank you to Richard KK7TIL for suggesting this weather trivia question, and congratulations to KF0DM Russ, KK7ZHV John, WB6WNI Gary, KO6GWR Rod, and KC5FM Lloyd for getting the answer correct. Stand by for more. KE0FOE continuing, I want to thank all young hams and their families, along with all other amateur radio operators, for participating in tonight's Skywarn YouthNet. Young hams are the future of this hobby, and we encourage you to get involved, to get out on the air and talk, and to invite your friends to become hams as well. We also encourage you to learn more about Skywarn activities and about weather. Please join us again next Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, or Monday at 0130 UTC. Information about the Skywarn YouthNet and the upcoming N0A event is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control, returning all participating repeaters and VOIP nodes back to normal use. 73 and good night from Caleb, KE0FOE, in Branson, Missouri.